Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, an E. coli outbreak has spread across the country. We'll tell you what to watch out for. And a new movie could break box office records. And how to get beautiful and bigger diamonds for half the price. But first, the tax deadline is Tuesday, April 17th. And if you haven't filed your taxes yet, there are some simple things you can do to make the process easier. First, get organized before you start your return. Not only will you be able to finish the paperwork faster, organization will ensure that you don't accidentally leave any information off your return. Second, familiarize yourself with tax credits. These are a dollar-for-dollar reduction of your taxes due, and there are ones available for dependents and also for students and their families. And you can still contribute to a retirement account to lower your taxable income. This can include a 401k plan or a Roth IRA. And if you just can't get your return done by the April 17th deadline, you can file a six-month extension on the IRS website. But keep this in mind, your payment is still due by the 17th, so you'll have to estimate if you owe money and make a payment using Form 4868. Otherwise, you'll have to pay a late fee, but as always, consult with an expert. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, I'm personally very excited about this one. White Castle has good news for those of us who don't eat meat.
That's right, Kristen. White Castle has teamed up with Silicon Valley startup Impossible Foods to introduce the Impossible Slider, a veggie burger that's supposed to look and taste like real beef. A single slider will cost you just $2. Spotify is teaming up with Hulu to offer a subscription bundle for $13 a month. The service will be available to everyone by the summer. This as the competition between Spotify and Apple heats up to win people over. Apple Music recently announcing it has 48 million subscribers versus Spotify's 70 million. Twitter is following Apple's lead in replacing the gun emoji with a water gun. The change is part of Twitter's new emoji update, which affects users on the web, mobile web, and tweet deck.
Are there other companies who have made changes like this?
Apple rolled out its own water gun emoji in 2016. Samsung and WhatsApp also replaced the emojis. As for Twitter, Emojipedia notes that other update emojis include the kitchen knife, the crystal ball, and magnifying glass.
Well, I think this is a step in the right direction. Thanks, Nicole. U.S. News and World Report released its third annual list ranking the best places to live in the United States. It evaluated 125 of the nation's largest metropolitan areas based on factors like affordability, quality of life, the job market, and even the average commute time. And taking the top spot for the second year in a row is Austin, Texas, one of the country's fastest growing metropolitan areas. Austin is known for its live music scene and annual festivals like South by Southwest. The next two spots both went to cities in the great state of Colorado, with Colorado Springs jumping up from the 11th spot last year to snag number 2 overall this year. Colorado Springs is known for its low cost of living and beautiful scenery, attracting people for its many outdoor activities. Denver fell from number 2 to number 3, and rounding out the top 5 are Des Moines, Iowa, and Fayetteville, Arkansas. If you want to find out where your city stands, check out the full list posted on our Top 30 Facebook page. Well, you've probably heard 2018 was one of the worst flu seasons in history, with every state except Hawaii dealing with a widespread outbreak. And it's not just humans getting sick this season. The dog flu is also hitting almost every state. So we have veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell with us to talk about this. So, Doctor, how bad is the dog flu?
The dog flu is spreading, and it's a serious thing. Take a look at a map from 2018 compared to 2007. They show the two different strains of dog flu, H3N8 and H3N2. And basically it shows just how widespread the dog flu is. So how does dog flu impact your dog? Well, listen, when the flu virus gets in your dog's lungs, your dog's body goes to war against that flu virus, and it's that war that causes all the symptoms you see. The sort of the runny eyes, the nose crusting, and the cough. And if some dogs aren't treated, they end up with pneumonia. So it's serious stuff.
Yeah. And as you know, dogs are part of our families.
Of course,
If you see any of these symptoms, what should you do? Is there a way to aggressively treat this?
Well, listen, prevention is always better than cure, right? So it's so important to get a flu vaccine for your dog. Now, if you suspect your dog has the flu and you're worried about it, definitely quarantine your dog because you don't want them spreading it to other dogs. And of course, see your vet because they may be able to get treatment started so your dog doesn't end up with pneumonia.
Right, and better safe than sorry,
Absolutely. If you're worried, see your doctor. Yeah, okay. See your veterinarian.
All right, a great rule of thumb. Dr. Courtney, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We love movies here on Top 30, but if you're like me, it can be overwhelming to pick something to watch because there are so many options. And that's why we have Nikki Novak from Fandango to talk about the biggest new releases.
Yes.
So, Nikki, what should we watch?
We have to watch The Rock this weekend in Rampage, doing what he does best, and that's making his fans happy. Big action thriller movie.
Yes.
He told me his ego was a little in check in this movie because it's the first time he's been on screen with somebody bigger than him.
Okay, who?
And that's George the Gorilla. It's a CGI monkey.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Absolutely. Funnily enough, when we did our fanticipation poll, this is a big, loud, roaring movie.
Uh-huh.
Came in second was A Quiet Place. It's the second week in a row that this film is at the top of our list in terms of anticipation.
And then sometimes you just want to stay on club couch. That's what I call it, from the comfort of your own home. What are people streaming?
Top three are The Greatest Showman, starring Hugh Jackman, Den of Thieves, starring Gerard Butler, which is a bit of a surprise, but it's new to streaming this week, and also The Maze Runner, The Death Cure, which is Dylan O'Brien being adorable.
And that's enough to watch it. I hear you have some other news about a movie breaking records.
Yes.
Do I?
Avengers Infinity War. This is probably the most anticipated Marvel movie. At this pace in our advance ticket sales, it is doubled Black Panther's ticket sales.
Stop.
Not only that, is outpacing the last seven Marvel movies combined. And this is unprecedented.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. Nikki, it was great having you. Thanks for coming. Well, Facebook has been in the news a lot lately, and we're learning it's banned more companies for collecting information about its users. The social media company is looking for more violations of its policies after a firm called Cambridge Analytica got access to the information of about 87 million Facebook users. That can include personal info like work and location, as well as Facebook posts, comments, and likes. That information was reportedly used to target political advertising. Now, a Canadian firm called Aggregate IQ has been suspended from Facebook. It's allegedly tied to another company called SCL, which runs Cambridge Analytica. The company has been linked to Brexit ads that encourage residents of the UK to vote to leave the European Union. Another firm called CubeU was also suspended. It allegedly collected information on Facebook users through quizzes. You Are What You Like also goes by the name Apply Magic Sauce. Its terms say the app is for nonprofit academic research, but the company reportedly sold that data. Both Aggregate IQ and CubeU deny breaking the law. But critics of Facebook say it hasn't done enough to stop other companies from collecting data on its users. Well, now to a really important story. Many Americans living with chronic pain take opioids to manage their symptoms. But new research says that not only are drugs not always the best choice, they may not work as well as changing your habits. Joining us now to talk about this is Dr. Jorge Rodriguez. Doctor, this story really surprised me.
Well, I think because we're so used to treating chronic pain in this country with medications.
Right.
Right, and we know that opioids are addictive, but a lot of pain that people suffer can be treated by physical therapy, sometimes by yoga, sometimes by different medications that are not opioids.
So what are some practicals that people can do? Someone's watching and has chronic pain. What are some practicals that they can do to make themselves feel better?
If this is muscular pain or bone pain, you need to start a slowly progressive physical therapy program that's designed for you by a professional, a physical therapist or a doctor. Patients need to be patient. Doctors need to think outside the box for different treatments.
All right, Dr. Jorge, all valuable information. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
The CDC is investigating a mysterious E. coli outbreak that has hit at least seven states already. They haven't yet been able to identify the specific food item, grocery store, or restaurant spreading the bacteria. For now, the CDC recommends visiting your local doctor if you start to show symptoms of E. coli, like stomach cramps and vomiting. And a four-year-old boy in Alabama is helping to feed the homeless using his own allowance money. Austin Pirine's motto is show love. Austin and his dad provide fast food for the homeless on the streets wherever they go, from Birmingham to Washington, D.C. And it's been almost a week now since 10 players and 6 others from the Humboldt Broncos junior hockey team in Saskatchewan were killed when their bus collided with a semi-truck. It's a devastating tragedy that has gripped both Canadians and Americans. With 11 more seriously injured, still battling in the hospital, a GoFundMe campaign was started to raise money for the players and families. The outpouring of generosity has been overwhelming. And as of Thursday morning, it was already sitting at more than $9 million Canadian, making it one of the top 5 GoFundMes of all time. And people have found another way to express their love and support by setting hockey sticks out on their front porch. The movement reportedly started when TSN reporter Brian Muntz got this text from a friend in Humboldt. "Leaving it out on the porch tonight," it read. "The boys might need it wherever they are." Brian posted it on his social media, and hundreds of thousands of people have now posted photos of their sticks on the porch using the hashtag #PutYourSticksOut. You know, we don't have any hockey sticks here at Top 30, but our hearts are with all of the players and their families. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 2 Detroit, Detroit's Henry Ford Hospital brought together donors, recipients, and doctors to celebrate the opening of the Center for Living Donation. Party guests Le'Arl and Harrell James know the importance of centers like these. When Le'Arl was diagnosed with kidney failure last year, he was lucky to have his brother donate the kidney he needed. The new center will provide a concierge level of care for others considering a living donation. Our next story from Fox 4 Dallas. Dallas police officer Shatara Lemons is helping her community even when she's off duty. For the past 3 years, she's participated in the Big Brothers Big Sisters Mentor 2.0 program. This year, her mentee is 17-year-old Natalie Gutierrez. Natalie has hopes of going to college and joining the military. She finds a lot of inspiration in Officer Lemons, who served in the Air Force and is getting her master's degree. Our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia. Montgomeryville resident Ben Hartranft is celebrating a new milestone, flying on a plane by himself. The 19-year-old is living with autism, which can make bustling airports difficult. But his trip was a success thanks to a program called TSA Cares, which helps travelers with disabilities through the screening process. Spirit Airline employees then gave him a tour of the plane and even upgraded his seat.
I felt pretty excited because I wanted to meet new people and tell people about my disability.
What a great experience for such an inspiring young man. Two Virginia Tech students have created a foldable helmet that could revolutionize the way bikers stay safe on the road. David Hall and Jordan Klein founded Park and Diamond Helmets, and I am so excited about this, you guys. Hi, David. Hi, Jordan.
Great to meet you. Great to be here.
I have this problem with my son. He doesn't want to wear a helmet because it doesn't look cool.
That was really the case for us was now going back about 3 years ago, my sister was riding her bike through the intersection of Park and Diamond when she's actually hit by a car, and when she spent the next 3 months in a coma, we were asked countless times, why weren't you wearing a helmet? And for Jordan and I, it was really just a matter of, we never even looked at helmets, never really thought twice about them. It was just a thing you were told to wear and you might wear it.
Yeah.
But then we really looked into how big of a problem it was and decided we could change this.
And we quickly learned that Rachel was just one of 85,000 Americans that year to suffer a traumatic brain injury. As a result of a cycling-related accident.
So Park and Diamond, the name of your company, that's the exact intersection, David, where your sister got hit.
Exactly.
Okay, so the inspiration for this runs so deep. These helmets, I'm looking at pictures of them, and they look super fashionable, but they also look really thin. This protects you, right?
Yes, absolutely. So the helmet is designed to the same CPSC standard as any other bike helmet that's on sale in the U.S. We really wanted, you know, the end product to be something that's really beautiful.
You guys are saving lives. That's not a little thing. Best of luck to you. Well, they're laughing about it now, but some restaurant workers in the Philadelphia area had quite an unusual customer recently. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 Philadelphia joins us with more. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, look out. This is a place called the Great American Pub. It's in one of our Philadelphia suburbs called Phoenixville. And so this young lady named Anna, she's a worker there at the pub. She's cleaning up. I mean, everybody's out of the place. She's cleaning it up. And a red-tailed hawk lands on her head, on her bun.
It's pulling my hand. I'm around there. You say, oh my God. Going to the kitchen. It's flying in the kitchen.
Hello, Kristen, there's more here. We have surveillance footage. The restaurant owner was in the back and he calls 911, right? So they get there, but you can see the hawk flying around for a couple of minutes and had the gall not to leave a tip.
So what ended up happening to the bird?
So one of Anna's co-workers grabs a pretty big tablecloth, captures the hawk, you know, cuddles it, takes it outside, and releases it back into the wild. A happy ending.
A happy ending indeed. Thanks, Mike. Well, here's a cool story. Microwave ovens aren't just for heating up leftovers anymore. Scientists are now using microwaves to create diamonds. And experts say they have the exact same makeup, structure, and composition as a diamond that's pulled out of the ground. The process involves placing a tiny diamond in a microwave with a gas mixture heated to a very high temperature. Carbon atoms eventually accumulate on the tiny diamond, causing it to grow. The process can take up to 10 weeks, and these synthetic diamonds can cost half as much as natural ones. Walmart and Helzberg Diamonds have already started stocking the synthetic versions, although they currently make up a very small percentage of the market. But experts say that could change quickly because the synthetic options are affordable, environmentally friendly, and ethically sound. We have Rob Shooter from NaughtyGossip.com with us to talk entertainment.
Breaking news here from New York City. Seth Meyers had his second son this weekend. Little Axel came into the world in a very dramatic way. His wife thought she was about to give birth. Seth called for an Uber, but before the car arrived, she actually gave birth in the lobby of the building. Seth thanked everybody, including the firemen who came and cut the umbilical cord. Mommy, baby, daddy, everybody is doing just great. Carrie Underwood has taken to social media to finally explain what happened following that awful incident outside her Nashville home. She ended up getting 40 stitches, including stitches in her face. We have yet to see her, but she does tell fans that she's recovering very nicely. She's gonna perform this weekend. We look forward to it. Carrie, we have missed you.
Love Carrie Underwood. Now, Rob, I hear you have an exclusive for us.
This is a great exclusive just for you. NSYNC are finally getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It costs about $30,000, though, to actually get that star. Sources are telling me Justin is paying the money. And boys, congratulations.
I think it's really cool that Justin did that. Thanks, Rob. All right, let's talk fashion. It's time to take a look at some of the spring trends. So with us today is fashion expert Devin Neuser. Devin, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me back.
So what are the big trends this spring?
For the spring, I like to start off with rompers and jumpers. I think it's a great way to transition into summer. And Tahari ASL has some amazing looks. They have a lot of bold prints. They have a lot of patterns. Uh-huh. It's great.
I love a good jumpsuit. I love the good, I have a couple from Tahari ASL, and I just love how they fit. I could live in them. So I'm glad to see they're big for the season.
They are, yes.
Okay, so my husband and I just celebrated 5 years of marriage.
Congrats.
And we like to go on dates to keep it fresh. Do you have any date night ideas?
I do. I think it's great to do off the shoulder. It's really sexy and fun, a great spring to summer transition. Also trousers, some white cream colors are really nice just to lighten up the look.
I never thought I could rock the white pant look, but the ones you showed are really hot.
Yeah.
So it looks like the looks you brought from Tahari ASL really can fit whatever the occasion. Are they pretty affordable?
Very affordable and chic and sexy. You get it all.
Okay, that's a triple threat, my friends. Thanks, Devin.
Thanks for having me.
It's spring cleaning time, but some of your cleaning habits might not be working as well as you think. Steve Noviello from Fox 4 Dallas has some spring cleaning tips for us. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Kristen. 6 tips in 60 seconds. Here we go. When it comes to cleaning glass and mirror, forget about the paper towel. Grab some newsprint instead. It's super absorbent and doesn't leave any streaks or lint behind. When it comes to cleaning, forget the bleach. It doesn't clean. It disinfects. Sure, it kills bacteria, but to clean a surface, you want a cleaner. That pet hair in your upholstery, use a shower squeegee. It'll bring the pet hair to the surface so you can vacuum it up. If you've got a scratch on your wood surfaces, use a walnut, not the shell, but the meat on the inside has oils in it that when rubbed lightly will be released into the scratch. You buff it out, you'll never even know it was there. Lemons, stop shoving them down the disposal. They are not deodorizing. Instead, they're actually adding to the smell because they never break down completely. Instead, use use a little bit of white vinegar to deodorize. And finally, those dents in the carpet, don't rub them out. You're just damaging the fibers. Instead, grab an ice cube, place it in the middle of the dent. The cold ice will melt, the fibers will absorb the cold water and stand up all on their own. You can share your favorite cleaning tips right now, facebook.com/SaveMeSteve.
All great tips. Thanks, Steve. And that's it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on our next show. We'll tell you where Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are moving to in this week's Royal Watch, and the dangerous operation that saved a little girl's life. Top 30 also covers more of the day's stories live on Facebook every day at 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Instagram and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.